joining us this morning, Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great today, Tom. How are you?
Good. I'm ready for spring.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had a nice little taste of it, and now we've got this weather today.
All right. Man. I'm spoiled, so and it didn't take much. You know, there's a lot to talk about, but, you know, one of the interesting things that I watched, and that's the story about building a venue, a musical venue, an entertainment venue in Carbondale, and getting people's ideas for that. And you've got a lot of people that are out there sharing their ideas, in particular taking the experience from the solar eclipse and applying it to this scenario.
Right, and we, since I've been mayor, we've been doing some experiments with bringing music back to the streets of Carbondale, and we've had great success. We've been going easy with it, and we had a really good experience at the eclipse, and this is something that we want to, you know, get this set up so that we have a venue that works for us, works for our food vendors to come in. We're going to expand the electricity down along that, along the railroad tracks there, and so we can have, you know, those things we need, deep fat fryers and pizza ovens and that kind of thing, so our local restaurants, if they want to, can come over and set up a booth. So, but we had Carbondale Main Street hosted a meeting yesterday, about 4 hours, I think it was from 2 to 6 yesterday, to get public input on it, and also had the SIU Department of Architecture, their students and faculty were there to help us plan some of the layout of it and additional landscaping and things like that. So,
yeah. And you know, when this also comes into another item you talked about yesterday and today, was something you actually had a city proclamation last week about SIU's Day of Giving today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a very important thing, and it's a big push. And, you know, SIU is, we have to do this Day of Giving and get some scholarships out there that they can hand out and get this campus back on its feet.
You know, when it comes to that issue, we've seen more and more forms of letters and things along that line. And more support. The business community seems to be lining up behind Chancellor Montemagno.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, I think it all comes down to, you know, we're not in the weeds, so to speak, with the university and their reorganization. But we know that the university has to do something different than it's been doing. And this reorganization will certainly help. Will it grow enrollment? We won't know until we test it, but it'll give us something to market and say, look, we're brand new, we're state-of-the-art with our offerings, we've reorganized our system to the betterment of our students, and we want you to come here and have a great experience for 4 or 5, 6 years.
All right, what does the city have to do? Because there, you've got two entities that have a synergy, SIU Carbondale, right? Big synergy going on there. So what does the city have to do to support SIU? I mean, because parents look, they look at safety, they look at costs, you know, they look at resources. Does the city have an obligation here too?
Oh, absolutely. And our downtown revitalization, I mean, the central reason for that is to help SIU. I mean, our citizens wanted it and enjoy the improvements. And it's a safer area now, too, with better lighting and so on. But we're going to finish phase two of that before move-in next fall. We've already bought the light posts for it. That'll take us up from the Varsity Theater up to Monroe Street, just north of City Hall. We did our entry marker to brand us as a university town. We did, and SIU paid half the cost of that. You've noticed we've had more banners up on the poles. Even the University Mall has them on their poles all over town. We want to say, you know, you're here in Carbondale, Illinois, and it's the home of Southern Illinois University Carbondale.
Did you have you seen any sales numbers for Christmas and when it comes to sales tax in Carbondale?
We are seeing it declined some last year. It seems to be steady. The holiday sales were really good. They were a little better than we expected. It shows that people in the region are shopping, and it also shows that I think more people are thinking about shopping locally rather than online.
Do we have a number, anything that we can back that up with?
I don't have those in front of me.
Okay. But at another time, we can get that, because I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, we certainly have access to them, and we can get them out there.
All right, and see, what's interesting is, because what I think you and I are both looking for, Mike, is a trend. I have this tendency to want to. It's interesting. I was talking to my engineer, who I've been friends with literally my entire life, the engineer here, chief engineer at the radio station. He was telling me about microwave and aiming. And he says, what's interesting is you just go 15 or 20 miles and you have to take into consideration the curvature of the earth, because you just can't see what's there. You have to get a high tower and you have to shoot over. And always think about that when it comes to jobs like yours. You want to stand on the tiptoe and see just over the horizon far enough, farther than anybody else. You look over so you can see what's coming that you need to be concerned of. And if there is one item that holds my concern, it's how people shop, the effect on the local economy, the local taxes there, and whether we can sustain the activities in our communities that people do anticipate, or whether that money goes to Amazon. I mean, if there's a trend that's got my attention, it's this.
Yeah, it's extremely important for all local cities. We really need a national law that requires payment of sales tax at the point of delivery. It really would help everybody across the country.
Right.
But we watch that. We have a couple of other things that came to mind. Our free Wi-Fi is now rolled out in the downtown area. So that's something that was almost number one on the list when we polled students about what they would like to see downtown, is free Wi-Fi access. And we have that up and going now.
And the password is like Mike Henry. What's the password? Do you get a password there, or how's that work?
No password, man. Okay. You'll just see it. It'll pop up, and cool. You can connect to it.
Great.
For the past 3 or 4 years, we've enhanced our proactive policing. And that is doing designated patrols and foot patrols in neighborhoods and in business districts. And our crime rate is the lowest it's been in 10 years.
Yeah.
So that has been working, and that's helping a lot, too. There's a perception that Carbondale has an inordinate amount of crime, and we've proven that we really don't. We're doing really well in that area.
Well, I mentioned that thing about the horizon and the microwaves and getting alignments, because the future is always closer than you think. And I don't know about you, but the longer I do my job, and I'll bet you the same with you, the less I like surprises.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We do all the planning we could possibly do. And it's tough right now, because we know that fall enrollment at SIU, we already know it's going to be lower than last fall,
right.
The freshman class in particular. And so the high school seniors decide in December where they're going to be the following fall. So this May, June, July, the university needs to be launching a massive public relations campaign and start building the image back up. And they're going to do that.
Right. What's kind of interesting, I reference, of course, the fact that I don't care for surprises. Were you surprised when the Park District asked for a $150,000 stipend?
Yeah, that was a surprise. Yeah, not a good surprise, but nevertheless a surprise.
Right. I mean, because it's interesting, because I did not know. I'm sorry, but this is one of the great things I love about my job. I always learn new things, and I did not know the city of Carbondale owns the parks and leases them to the Park District. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's been this way forever, basically. That's the way the business relationship is. The Park District is in some dire financial straits, and they were asking us to really take over maintenance of four parks, which are Turley Park, Tatum Park, Evergreen Park, and Piles Fork Creek, which is not so much a park, but a
floodplain.
It's a major stormwater drainway.
Right. I was literally, it's not so much a park as it is a floodplain.
Yeah, yeah. And we, in fact, have already taken that over. The lighting needed to be completely replaced, which we're doing. We're going to repave the surfaces because they're not ADA compliant. It has a really wide, nice walk and bike path. So we have about 130,000 to 140,000 committed to that already.
And I noticed that when you were talking about if, well, if, you know, because the words, you know, in the last city council meeting were used, the, you know, potentially shuttering some parks, that the city of Carbondale would have to buy equipment to be able to keep up the parks. I mean, you suddenly had a lot of flurries of activities and some kind of staggering numbers. And the reason why I'm saying staggering is because of the current situation that we find ourselves in particular with the state. As you and I referenced earlier, shopping, and you know, because when you're getting in that really tight financial budget situation, you don't want to suddenly go, oh, wait a second, I found a bill for $250,000. Where's that money? That's kind of how I saw this.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of deferred maintenance, capital improvements that need to be done. Evergreen Park needs all the roads repaved. It needs new bathrooms actually to be built and replace the existing ones. The existing ones are closed. There's a lot of deferred maintenance. If we were to do what the park district asked, with the equipment we'd have to buy and the labor to mow and landscape and do whatever for just these ones would cost us $370,000 the first year.
You know, when it comes to this, we do see some big figures, and you know, right now I'm watching because, and I bet you are too, to try to, you know, once again, it comes back to standing on our tiptoes to see over the horizon, see what's coming next, because the March 20th primary and the November election, I think, will be an indicator of the relationship, whether it's Carbondale or Marion or Harrisburg, Carrier Mills or Mount Vernon, the relationship between local communities and the state of Illinois. We'll see it redefined, I believe.
Well, yeah, I think so. And, you know, last year we, in our budget, we cut, asked staff to cut 5% from the previous year, and we cut a little over 5%. This year we're asking them to cut an additional 10%. Mm. We're working on our budget right now. And what we do know is in November this past year, right in the middle of our fiscal year when the state did its so-called budget, they took away $520,000 from us,
right,
in proportional amounts across the board in the state. The governor's proposed budget is talking about doing that amount again on top of that, so $1 million short of where we were 2 years ago. And, you know, going back to the park district, we just don't have the resources to do this. We have some council members were interested in using part of the packaged liquor tax that we put on, which part of that is for pension, unfunded pension liabilities we pay to the state. The other half is for community improvement projects. And, you know, we pledged to the public when we put these additional taxes on that they would each be used in a certain way, that they would all come into one fund in our budget area, in our accounting, so council could watch on them. They couldn't be moved without council approval. And but at that time, no one thought that we would be funding park district activities.
Right.
And I think we made a pledge to the public, and those pledges, whether implicit or explicit, they're implied, that we would not be funding the park district because traditionally we haven't had to do that.
Right.
So we've had another meeting with the park district, and this week we have a meeting with all the heads of government once a month here, which is the park district, school districts, airport authority, and city of Carbondale. And we talked to them some about this, and I think we're going to reach a solution on it that'll be beneficial to both of us. Part of that solution is the fact that we've taken over Piles Fork Creek. The other part is they need to take a hard look at their budget, decide what programs they need to continue and which ones, you know, they may need to slow down on or so on. So,
well, I can't tell you this.
The conversation, and we're going to reach a compromise here, and we need to. Both, we want good parks and we want a good city.
Yeah, and I can tell you this. You've got great parks. I'm serious, man.
Yeah, we
I
do.
Literally,
they're beautiful.
And I literally I'll drive on a regular basis from Carterville to Carbondale just to go to Evergreen Park because my dog loves it and the lake. And I meet a lot of really interesting people from all around the world in that park, literally. Some really aren't, well, they're not allowed to talk to me because I'm a male. But I meet literally the kids are just the greatest. And that's one of my favorite places. You know, I want to see it. I want to see it continue. And, you know, and here I am. I'm in a different county, right? And I use it, and it's free. And whenever I go and the gates are pulled up, I'm really kind of ticked off. It's a great place.
That's good, and we don't want to have to start charging people from outside the city. So,
right.
You know, we want our parks open to everybody.
But on the other hand,
we're going to get it worked out, and Terry and I enjoy that park with our two dogs love it as much or even more than we do too. We're less than a quarter of a mile away from Evergreen,
right?
And it's a great park, and you have that wonderful small lake there. So, but that's one that needs some help with its capital improvements. So. I think we're going to reach a point where we'll re-sign leases with the park district, and like I said, we'll take over Piles Fork Creek. And I think we'll be able to use a little bit of money for some deferred maintenance on Evergreen, and they are going to scrape together a little bit, and we'll get it back in shape, and we'll go forward, I think is where we're going to end up.
I've seen them do the maintenance because they've been out keeping the trees cut back in some of the areas there along the bank of the lake, and because I know they've been out doing some work, but I guess there's more that needs to be done. So, Carbondale Mayor Mike Kinder. Mike, as always, thanks for your time, pal. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.